At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Jonathan Schenzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about Erdogan, the strongman, the president of Turkey, attending the signing in Sharm el-Sheikh of the world leaders, and yet the Muslim Brothers are given sanctuary refuge in Ankara and Istanbul. The Muslim Brothers are the mother ship of Hamas. Erdogan is not a transparent good force in the region. He is generally understood to be hostile to Israel and to the interests of the United States. Here's Jonathan Schenzer to introduce us to the intricacies ahead, not behind, ahead, after the Gaza deal is resolved. Much more of this tonight.
Essentially, yes, John, and it's highly problematic. I'm concerned that there could be Turkish troops on the ground in Gaza to try to enforce peace when the Turks were the sponsors of Hamas and they've actually called for an international Muslim coalition to attack Israel in recent months. I mean, this is not a recipe for stability. And I will note parenthetically that Donald Trump has talked about Erdogan in the context of forging peace between Russia and Ukraine. What it looks like Donald Trump is trying to do is to co-opt Erdogan and to essentially steer him, chicken wing him, and push him in a new direction, one that would make Turkey more of a constructive player. My problem, my concern here is that I just don't think that this is in Erdogan's DNA. As you mentioned, he's a Muslim brother. He's a leader of that movement. He is an Islamist to his core. He has been a supporter of ISIS. He's been a supporter of Hamas. He has helped Iran evade sanctions. This is not a man to be trusted. This is a strongman, an autocrat, a dictator now in Turkey. And I think that really every instinct of his runs against the interests of the United States and our allies in the region.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.